You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, look no farther than the menstrual show, Fruit from the Bush of Knowledge. This two-night performance at the Visual Art Collective in Garden City will entertain and also educate. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the show are Sam Zipporah and Frankie McDonald, also known as Frankly Burlesque. Both will be putting the show on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Why this topic, the menstrual cycle?
This is definitely Sam's area of expertise. Okay. I have been along on the journey learning about this so far, and it's kind of odd being a woman that I am learning so much about my body right now. But this is Sam's area for sure.
So, Sam, why this topic? And in a venue where you kind of make a show of it.
Certainly. Well, I mean, the fact that Anne, at the age of 37, is learning about how her body works from me now in the process of this show is speaking exactly to the purpose of why we're doing this show. Our entire culture has been suffering from mis and disinformation about the basic reality of how our bodies work when it comes to women's reproductive and sexual health for literally thousands of years due to political and religious issues. Mm-hmm. So the purpose behind this show is to give people a felt experience of the beauty and the power of our anatomy.
And how do you do that in a show that you really want to entertain people, but at the same time, there's that education aspect?
Oh, absolutely. Well, burlesque shows are entertaining.
Right.
And having naked bodies on stage is drawing a crowd.
Sparkles.
Regardless. That's what I love about burlesque mainly, right? You want to see it because this is something big and body and out of the normal. And it's really such a strong vehicle to then be like, I'm going to deliver my message to you right now. Or let's explore this together. Let's see.
Well, we have not only burlesque, but we have pole dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We have amazing Turkish traditional belly dance. We have flamenco. Many different dance forms, amazing, talented, gorgeous women who have poured their heart and soul and gone through their own transformation with their relationship with their own fertility and menstrual cycles while preparing for this show, are acting out the four different phases of the menstrual cycle for the audience.
Okay, so you know right now people are in their cars or at home going, oh my gosh, we're talking about the menstrual cycle. they're out there I don't want to say the word cringing, but it is something that we as a society have a really hard time talking about.
We do, for sure.
I mean, we really do.
Mm-hmm.
But look, 50% of us
menstruate.
Deal with it every month.
Right, and without it, nobody would be here.
So actually,
there you go.
50% of us are not having healthy menstrual cycles. 50% of us potentially could, but the vast majority of people in our generation are either voluntarily medicating away their ovulation, which is a vital aspect of the menstrual cycle, and or suffering from infertility issues and all kinds of different health problems related to fertility and the menstrual cycle.
That's really an interesting point when you talk about it in that way, because I think all of us know someone who has dealt with infertility.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to menstrual cycles. It goes back to the female body. And is it just being able to open up these conversations in a way that really, I mean, honestly, entertains people, gives you a laugh.
Absolutely. And, you know, even taking it away from issues as serious as fertility, but the female cycle, being a female in general, when I was a child, it was when tampon commercials would come on TV, we would change the channel because it was embarrassing, right? Like, that's a pretty blatant example of, oh, your body,
this is something we don't talk about,
but it's really actually, it should be. Doesn't have to be like loud and proud all the time, but guess what? This is a thing and it's very real and it's okay. So we're going to
And I want it to be loud and proud all
the
time.
Yeah, no.
I have a feeling it will be. I don't think you need to worry about that.
It's going to be very loud and proud, faux show.
Yeah. And there's a lot of play. And the reality that there are so many studies around how much better we learn through play.
Mm.
And that is another big focus with this project, is that we are helping people learn through play.
And does it kind of take those barriers down? I mean, even in the sense of, like, you know, I see even women at the grocery store, right? Who, it's like, you wouldn't just go in and buy. Yeah, you wouldn't just go in and buy, like, tampons or pads. I mean, you got to get other groceries.
Right.
And so is it just, if you take the shame away from it and you just kind of make it fun and entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that play into all of this?
Well, burlesque is exaggeration and making fun of, to spoof, right? So we're going to exaggerate this business. I'm going to have my body covered in tampons at one point.
Anne has a huge vulva costume as well.
I do, indeed.
There's actually a lot of fluids involved.
We're going to make, you know, we're going to take it to the nth degree and exaggerate it and be like, that is so silly. And then you see a tampon in the grocery, or a box of tampons in the grocery aisle a little later, and you're like, and there's
not
the tampons that I need, right?
Because I just saw this costume.
Right. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful point. Taking it to the extreme.
You take it to the extreme, and then you bring it back down, and it's okay.
Well, and then does it open up that conversation? I mean, at the end of the show, I mean, what's the conversation that you hear when a performance is finished like this?
We've never done anything like this before, I don't think.
But even in burlesque.
Right. With the last show I did, it was sharing individual stories. But people were like taking particular acts that they've seen, like, I've never thought of it like that before.
Mm.
Or, wow, they were so brave. I have those feelings, but I would never get up on stage and show somebody else. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they did that, right? Like that very much normalizes it and opens the conversation, or it makes it okay to have those feelings or whatever.
And there's been so much shame, I think, in our culture around just the female body itself. Mm-hmm. So it's also trying to take some of that away too, but in a way that people feel comfortable when you're being entertained.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's celebrating the female body.
Yeah.
Every person on the earth has come from a female body.
It's ding, ding. There you go. Right.
It's kind of important to know how it works. Right.
Absolutely.
And it's not really sure why we'd be ashamed of it. It seems really silly, but it is very much a thing that we are.
Right.
So we're celebrating it and just presenting this is what it is in a very exaggerated form. And let's have fun.
And the show Friday and Saturday at the Visual Art Collective in Garden City.
Correct.
Time, tickets still available?
There are some tickets still available online right now. The doors open at 8. The show starts at 9 both nights.
All right. Thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, the show is called The Menstrual Show. I want to get the whole name in. Fruit from the Bush of Knowledge at Visual Arts Collective in Garden City, Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.